Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Soda Pop Podcast. I am your host, Kaya Williams, and I'm here with some very awesome people. Can I get a hi?
Hi. Hello.
I have two guests you've seen before and two guests that you haven't, and they're all wonderful. They are from the musical that we're doing this year. It's been a very long time since we've done a musical here at UNA. We're doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. But before we talk about that, we have to do a fresh squeeze. I'm on my P's and Q's this week, and I got us a soda and a lemonade. We're doing the Sun Kiss Watermelon Strawberry.
Mm. Oh. Nice.
Oh, I love the smell.
It smells really, really good.
Wow. Yeah, it's hit me from over here.
Ooh.
Mixed with toothpaste.
It's kind of toothpaste-y. It's giving toothpaste.
It's the recommended pairing.
I don't love it.
Refreshing.
It's very sweet.
It is very, very sweet.
Can I say it's kind of dull? Like, I anticipated a brighter.
Yeah.
I said, like,
yeah.
I was actually like a... What are those candies?
Right in the mic, I'm sorry.
They're hard.
I know it's not... It's like a mixture of both of them.
Yes, but you know...
No, it reminded me of a sweet tart.
Okay.
I don't know. It's because it's chalky.
It's a little bit duller than... Yeah. Yes, a Jolly Rancher. I was expecting Jolly Rancher, but I got sweet tart.
So. Yes. Okay. I'm thinking like it's going to punch you in the face. I would give this like...
Needless to say, we love it.
I would give this... We're not being sponsored, so it doesn't matter. Like a 6 out of 10. If it was at a party, like if it was like a little like mini can that they have, I would drink it.
I wouldn't be mad. Yeah.
But I don't want to drink this whole thing. Like my mouth is dry now because of it, but I'm going to. Like I'm going to, but I don't want to. You know, I'm not going to go spend more money on this than I already have.
I'm trying to incorporate more single servings of 72 grams of sugar into my diet. Did you all see that number?
Because I did not.
300 calories. 72.
I'm gonna blow up.
It should be less because it does not taste as sweet as it is. At least it's caffeine free. Before we talk to the rest of the cast, we have two directors that you've seen before. We have Suzanne and we have Abby.
Boom. Hi.
Today we're gonna talk about you guys co-directing because this is like new for me. I've never worked with co-directors before. So how did y'all become like a co-directing duo?
Sure. I mean, I think first this year we have become a co-cat theater and directing faculty duo. And with that, we've had a lot of conversations about how we want the cat department to look going forward and how best to serve our current population and how to shape the future population and all of that. And so, of course, a big part of that is deciding on upcoming seasons. And, you know, obviously, I'm always going to be excited to direct a musical. So musicals came into the conversation, and Abby's got some experience with it, too, and does really well with musicals. Not that I'm, like, you know, the arbiter of compliments in musical theater, but I feel like I lay some claim to it a lot of time. But we sort of just came to the table and started talking about what the season would look like and bouncing around musical ideas. And we were both interested in doing it and thought, why not try it together? We work pretty well together in every other area. So we embarked on it knowing it was a pretty risky endeavor. But so far, it's been going just as well as everything else we do together.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, I was surprised because you guys have very different directing styles.
Yeah.
So I was like, how is this going to work? Like, is this going to be a cohesive show? And like, we just did our first run through. I'm stage managing for it. And I was like, this is so smooth. Like, it's smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
good. You know what I think is interesting about both of us? Like, something that we have in common is that we love the differences, if that makes sense. I feel like we do have a lot of differences in the way we do things. But one of our, I would say, professional strengths that we share is that we really embrace that stuff. Like, even coming in last semester as new full-time faculty, we cast our shows together. We were directing two different plays, but Abby told me that what they had done previously was we would see all the auditions together and decide together who we wanted to cast. And my first thought was, that's terrifying. Like, we're definitely going to butt heads. How could you not? We're going to be like fighting over people we want to have in this project. But anyway, we saw all the auditions together, and I feel like we looked at each other and we both just went like, all right, let's fight.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just how we approach it. Like, we love when things come up that are different. It's fun.
So how did you 100% like agree on spelling bee between the two of you?
That was actually Suzanne's suggestion. I was like, I defer to you. I do. I was like, I just want to be in the room where it happens. If I can. I was like, I want to see this process through. Like, I'd be really excited. My last musical.
Hold on. We need to pause. I just realized we didn't do our songs. You did a song reference. Oh. We have to talk about our songs this week.
Great.
What have you been listening to? I'll go first. I've been listening to a lot of late 90s, early 2000s R&B, like Usher, Destiny's Child, all the fun things. You guys?
Okay. Well,
I've been listening to Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes,
a lot.
Yes.
I've been listening to I Speak Six Languages a lot.
That's from the musical.
I'm back in like my Hamilton bag. Like I think like Love everyone kind of gets like a Hamilton like phase like yeah. two or so years.
A re-up of it every time.
And what's one more thing? Was it only supposed to be one thing?
It can be as many things as you want.
I think we asked for 9. Please keep going.
Yeah. We have a playlist that goes on. If you don't know, there's a playlist called Fresh Squeeze where you can listen to all these songs and drink your own lemonade.
I would have to say my final one would be like Gotta Find Peace of Mind by Lauryn Hill.
Oh, that's yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I've been listening to a lot of Boy Genius. Ooh, I don't know
yes.
if y'all know.
I know Boy Genius, yes.
Phoebe Bridgers band. And some Driver Era.
I love Driver's Era. No one ever talks about them enough. It's so good.
I love them. And some...
You have an industrial piercing?
Yes, ma'am.
I would have never known. I'm sorry. This is the first time I'm seeing her. Okay.
For like 6 years. It's my favorite thing.
I love it. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm wearing it on my wedding day. Absolutely. And then some Dodie.
Oh, yeah. Love Dodie. Yes.
I love you song, of course. But
amazing.
I can't stop.
I'm currently listening to a lot of Prince. I really like the beat, and I've been doing a lot of movement recently. That's not surprising. But anyway, I like the jump sound. It's really great. And then another song would be Magnets with John Hopkins remix, Magnets. Okay. It has a little bit more of a flow. They're really kind of instrumental, which is fun. So.
Love.
Cool. I've been taking directing a 2005 musical as an excuse to listen to early 2000s music.
Here trying not to mess up my Spotify Wrapped with that.
I like to warm up the cast with early 2000s jams, but to be honest, a lot of it is selfish. Like, it's also nostalgic for me. So I've been like getting in the car and just pulling up a Spotify playlist, early 2000s and shuffling. And oh gosh, Britney Spears. Obviously. Yeah. Course. But even like, oh, I'm going to embarrass myself, but like Fall Out Boy, Linkin Park,
that's
like 182,
not an embarrassing thing.
Like the best. Well, just I feel like to use the terminology, poser. But I love it. It's so nostalgic.
Okay, I'm sorry. We can continue now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, you're fine. I have no idea what the question was.
You were
was.
Talking about choosing the spelling bee.
Okay.
Yes, Suzanne chose the spelling bee, to be honest. And it was just that I was like, I want to be in the room where it happens. There we go. Here we are. And yes. I was like, I'm just happy to watch. And then she suggested that. Because we were like, something we think about, right, is like, what show do we also need kind of pedagogically for the students, too?
And can you define pedagogically for people who don't know?
Yeah, of course. Probably not. We're going to make it up. Yeah, it's basically like the study of teaching, like having a focus and guide in your teaching rather than just like showing up. Got so, it. Yeah, the pedagogy is like the study and structure of teaching. And so pedagogically, right, we want to have a plan for what our students are exposed to within our season. And so to do a musical for the first time, it was like, ooh, that does kind of open us up to so many different new avenues. But then also, like, what are we excited that our students are kind of wanting to work on, are ready to work on, and then what's also a push and a challenge, right? Because we don't want it just to be easy either, so we want some growth. So, yeah, the spelling bee just kind of fit all of those pieces right now, which is really exciting. And then, like, also putting both of us on this, it was, like, audience collaboration is something that we're excited about, an opportunity to have a smaller cast but potentially do double casting, which is happening, which is exciting. And so it's just like, there was just so many opportunities to be done with the spelling bee. And so, yeah, we're launching it with that.
Okay. All the fun things. What has been like the hardest part, like co-directing for you two? If there's been a hard part.
Pointing.
Oh my God.
God. Gary, they are so right, pointing the thing.
The cast was lovingly pointing out last night some differences we have with, like, staging pet peeves. No, I think, you know, honestly, again, it's difficult to even say, like, that something has been very hard. I mean, you know, knock on wood, which is great for an audio medium. But none of it has felt hard in a bad way, but I think kind of a fun challenge is we really have been kind of blind to each other's process in some ways. Something we laugh about is that when we were splitting up the script, because of course, you know, we're collaborating on everything, but we're also not going to sit down with a song and just together decide, okay, now I think they should do this and this person should do this. And here, you know, some of it has to happen separately and we report back to each other. So the way we decided who was going to do what, like who was going to take a lead on what, is we sectioned off the script and we sat in a Google Doc in separate houses,
totally separate places,
on a weekend and typed our names.
Like fantasy football drafting.
Next to the sections. We just drafted. We went back and forth and like laid claim to different sections. And we're like, I want this. Okay, well, I want this. And since then, we've had several rehearsals where just one of us is there teaching our staging, teaching our choreography. And really this week, actually, we've seen a lot of each other's work for the first time. And so that is challenging in that you want a piece to be cohesive. But so far, it's just been really interesting and fun. We haven't hit any major roadblocks with it. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's harder than having a singular plan from A to Z, but it also adds some cool textures, I think.
Love, love. Another question I have, because you mentioned this earlier, was double casting. Why double cast? Like, what was the intention and, like, thought behind it?
A part of that is that we have really talented students. And when we saw how many we had, because we didn't know, right? We haven't done a musical in a long time. Not since I've been here, which is not very long, to be fair. But even the archives, right? I think it was 2014 was maybe the last one. And so it was just like, we didn't really quite know what to expect.
That's 10 years. Oh my God, I just did the math really fast.
Yeah. And we should say we're talking about the cat department.
Yeah, within the theater.
Music has done some musicals, but us doing a musical in cat is kind of new, or it's back, right?
Yeah.
For the first time in a while.
So we just really didn't know what to expect, right? It's not like we like trained all of our students to just come in and be musical theater practitioners either. So, you know, auditions was kind of like the, what are we going to get? And then what we got was just so much of an amazing thing. And that we were like, this is something that we're launching and it is a lot of new. And it's like, it just didn't feel right to take that from someone who was interested and in invested and excited. And so that was the big push to do double casting, is like, let's get as many people involved and excited as we can. And then I think it's worked out too.
Totally. Yeah, it is. It's hard to exclude someone when they're perfectly qualified and capable to do it. And in our case, we don't have two entire separate casts. We just have three different roles who are being shared by two people, or being alternated by two people. And we've really tried to encourage the entire cast of 13 to see themselves as a cast of 13, even though only 10 are on stage at any given point. But yeah, I think it's also, not only are we kind of trying to serve different students and make sure that they have opportunities, and so we're not, you know, counting certain people out, but it really also is good skill building for people to share a role or to kind of go through the clunky process of staging alongside someone and passing a script back and forth, you know, hopefully not literally, but, you know, taking turns and learning together and passing it off, because there's really good work in being a swing or an understudy and being flexible in that way. So it's been cool. I'm glad that we've got our cast of 13 and not just the 10.
Yeah.
Love. My final question for you before I bring in everybody else is, do you guys enjoy co-directing more than you enjoy regular directing, or like, would you prefer to go back to regular directing for a little bit?
I mean, I think practically speaking, we're not going to co-direct everything for sure.
Right.
Like,
but this was an experiment on our end. Like, don't think we were like, this is going to be so smooth.
Yeah.
this was absolutely an experiment. And to be honest, it worked. So that was just like good to know. But yeah, there's just going to be spaces where like there's too many cooks in the kitchen, and a musical is already one where there normally are too many cooks in the kitchen, to be fair, like a choreographer, a music director, an artistic director. So this was already a space that kind of could lean itself to co-directing. So no, our next projects are we would be split again, but would I say no to working with Suzanne again? Like, absolutely not. So yeah. I think that's what we learned, which was exciting.
Yeah, totally. I don't want to compare the cast to toddlers, but it like kind of feels like it can be less complicated if I'm parenting my kids by myself because I'm just making unilateral decisions.
Yeah.
But it's more fun and less, you know, it's more helpful for me when my husband and I are both there. Like, it feels a bit like that. It's like, yeah, it's less complicated sometimes when I'm just like, oh, I'm the singular decision maker here. But it's been great to lean on Abby and we have fun together. Mm-hmm. So that's a plus.
Love that. We're going to bring in our two cast members. We have Gary. Say hi, Gary.
Hi. And we
have... That was barfay. Where's Gary?
Hi. How are y'all?
We have Maggie.
Hello.
We have both of them today. They're both very talented people. Can you tell us why are you here at UNA?
Well.
Because the school gave me money. I'm just kidding. No. I'm here because I'm originally from Florence. I studied at, we both actually studied at UAB in their theater department.
I love how good I am at picking people who went to the same school. This is completely unrelated. I did the same thing for Concord Floral. The three people on here were from the same school. Literally. And then they transferred here. Like,
we both went to the same high school and then the same first undergrad. And now we're at the same second undergrad together. I studied musical theater there for a while. And then stuff just got expensive. And I just didn't like the program that much. I grew not to like it. So I took some gap years, I got some, my money up, my funds, and now I'm here, and I've loved my time here so far. I've only been here for a semester and a half.
What's your major?
My major. Oh, it's my major. It's my major is vocal performance
there
with certification in musical theater. That is my major. Yes. Uh-huh. And I really enjoyed it. And being someone in the cast that's not formally in CAT, really. It's been nice to collaborate with a bunch of CAT students and all this, because it really is like a family. Like, it kind of feels like once you're in CAT, you're in it forever. I've enjoyed my time here so far. So, yeah.
Yay.
Hello. I'm at UNA because I really needed to go back to school. After UAB, the pandemic kind of sent everyone home, so I was kind of stuck in that way. But when the time came to decide if I wanted to go back to UAB, I just kind of turned it down a little bit. It wasn't a great fit for me. I was just going to school there, mostly online. Didn't really work. Anyways, I moved back home, and I love it here. And I just wanted to learn more about theater. And, I've chosen that as my career, so might as well go back to school for it. And I've had...
What's your major?
Oh, it's Cinematic Arts and Theater.
Okay.
CAT major. And what's funny is the camaraderie and just love and I never experienced that anywhere besides of course summer stock but at UAB it just didn't feel anything like this. I mean, I feel like y'all are my family. I felt so welcomed the first day I stepped foot in the black box. It was insane. So this is the best decision I've ever made to come back and be to UNA and be a CAT major. I'm patting myself on the back.
Good. I'll pat it for you. My question is how much experience do you have performing musicals or straight plays or?
You go first.
Okay. this is actually my first one, ever.
Stop.
Oh my God.
I have done a fair amount. it's not something that's extremely new to me, but I think I take every experience as a new experience. I've worked with Suzanne a good amount of times through Summer Stock at the Ritz in Sheffield. I will say even though I did come back into Florence as a musical theater major, it's a lot of my teaching from that program was production company-esque, not really laying down a foundation for me to succeed and have knowledge going forward. So coming back here and especially working on Spelling Bee, there's even new things that I've learned and incorporated in my own practice and things of that nature. Like, as far as, like, boundary checking, like, that's something I did not, like, really... I would always ask for consent before doing anything, of course, but, like, boundary checking especially, and gemstoning, for sure, it's, like, things that I was not familiar with prior to coming here. So, like, what was the question?
No, you're so good. You're just experienced. You're doing great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a wide array of experience. I recently did... Into the Woods this past summer, where I was the baker, and like that was like one of my favorite shows I think I've ever done, for sure. Yeah, I would say I'm pretty well versed, but like I think that just because you have like a good amount of like shows or things under your belt, that doesn't mean that you're not open to learning new things and working with new people. So like I try to like stay humble and see every experience as a new experience. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I just want to say I would not be sitting here doing theater or anything like that if it wasn't for Gary. And when it was our junior year of high school, Gary was like, you should totally do theater. You would love it, because I just did show choir and stuff like that. And so they got me into it. I was terrified, and I actually – well, this is annoying, but I please first and transparent. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. But anyway, so all thanks to Gary that I'm sitting here with you today. But
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate it.
I will say it is kind of meta, like doing this right now with Maggie, especially like one of my longest theater friends. Like it's definitely meta for sure. Yeah. But yeah.
What's meta?
It's like...
it's like a coincidence.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fate. I have... actually, I mean, I have a good bit of experience. I mean, I've done a good bit of shows at UAB and in the Shoals, but I've had, I think, more experience learning more technique for, like, straight plays, and I do really... enjoy that a lot, but musicals, as far as musicals, I wouldn't say too much. I mean, I do have experience, but it's just I feel like Gary has a lot more than me, and I mean, I just
not too much.
I feel like I'm definitely growing, and really like trying to hone my craft, and I might be a little late in the game, but I truly enjoy it, and I love it, and I want to, you know, continue to grow in it, so.
Likewise.
Yeah.
We love. Before I continue the questions with everybody here, we have to do a segment I call Let's Be Flat. It's a place where we can be brutally honest and just let people know how we feel about something. I love this segment. Suzanne loves this segment. It's a wonderful thing. It's a place where you can just be honest with people.
I'm getting ready.
So today's topic is going to be musical related or spelling related, because this is a musical about a spelling bee. I have some qualms and theories and things about spelling, because I am dyslexic and I hate how things are spelled. One thing is how Suzanne's name is spelled. Oh my God. My brain.
I knew this already.
I told her this before. I believe that there should be two Z's in Suzanne and not one. It's so irritating.
And so I wanted to announce here first that I'm legally changing the spelling, because I'm going to stop hurting Kaya in
this
way.
We're bringing in the courthouse right now.
Every time I go and write the rehearsal report, I have to delete the two Z's that I put every single time.
You're not the only one. I get that a lot. But I pronounce it Suzanne when people spell it S-U-Z-Z-A-N-E.
I also hate the way dyslexia is spelled. I can't spell. Why would you make the word purposely hard?
Yeah, that's
it
mean.
Makes no sense.
That's bullying.
It really is. And it grinds my gear every time. There's a lot of words I don't like the way they are spelled, or a lot of letters I think are unnecessary. Like the letter C, hate the letter C. Replace it with the K. I might be biased because my name starts with a K, but still, a lot of letters are redundant.
That's it.
I'm
trying to think of like something with... like as far as our production or just
it is
like,
in general. It can be about a musical or it can be about spelling.
Pull out the complaints about our production.
No. I'm trying to
anything that you feel like isn't like you want to get off your chest about a musical
I
or the spelling
hate
things.
How the word because is spelled.
That is
and
fair.
And when I was in first grade, I couldn't spell it. And so I had to go to speech therapy because I kept putting the U before the A, and I don't know why. And
how did
and
that have to do with speech therapy?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
They locked me in a room. I had to color elephants. It was bizarre. That's my only memory of it. I passed, apparently. I don't know. And yeah, just the word because. I think maybe I want it to be spelled simply, like, Yeah, you're like just Uzi, just done because.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. And I just hate that word. So even though, you know, I use it all the time, I can say it, that's fine. But yeah, spelling it, the A before U just always threw me. I have no idea why, but it took me like way too long to figure out how to spell that word.
That's fair. That is so fair.
I'm really trying to think.
It doesn't have to be a word.
Oh, yeah. Maggie's ready.
So, fun fact about me, my government name is Margaret Ann, and I love it, and I wish I could go by it, but it just doesn't work. And the only reason I don't go by it is because I couldn't spell it when I was little. That's my so grandmother fair. Was like, tough, girl. We're going to have to pick a different name. And so now I'm Maggie, which, of course, love her. But, you know, Margaret Ann is just... It's just hard. Unique. You know, I just wish... Anyways, I tried to do that, and it just did not work. I was like, who are y'all talking to? It's not me. So I'm Maggie.
Ooh, to tie into that, I hate how people... Just, like, if you don't know how to pronounce someone's name, just ask them.
Oh, so ask.
Just ask them. Like, there's people that, like, be butchering my last name.
Oh, yeah.
And, like... They pronounce it in a way that I can't say.
I don't try for podcast. A reason.
Yeah, they
oh yeah.
Yeah, they pronounce it in a way that I can't pronounce on this podcast currently, because reasons. But it's just like I would prefer someone to like just ask me instead of going Fuque, Fuquadrius for you guys, like. Like, it's like, quite literally, just ask me. And I don't even know where they get the D from.
No, like, they've added a V in my name before. They literally said Kiva. There's no V in my name. I don't know where people have gotten it from.
Whoa. Wow. How? I don't know if I have like a flat take on spell. I'm really
she's a wonderful
Suzanne
speller.
Loves spelling.
She's so good at it.
Actually, a spelling bee like champ.
I think this is the segment where everyone is flat toward me. Yeah, no, I really
we should actually just talk about that.
I do love spelling. I have won multiple spelling bees. I was very flat in rehearsal the other night, like just throwing challenges at one of our cast members who has to give words for the audience members to spell. So. Little background, we incorporate audience volunteers. It's written into the script. And so we have four audience volunteers every night who actually participate in the spelling bee. And some of that leaves some of the plot up to chance. But at other times, our word announcers have to control who's eliminated and who stays in, although they can surprise us. But I was telling one of our cast members that they had to get me eliminated, and they did not succeed in that. So I kept having him throw more words at me.
I will say, here's my one qualm with Spelling Bee, our production.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anyone involved.
Uh-huh, sure.
Nothing to do. It has nothing to do with anyone involved, nothing like that. Those stairs. Those stairs are the bane of my existence. No. I have fallen on those stairs more times. I fell yesterday.
Yeah.
I literally fell yesterday.
Every single rehearsal.
I fall every single rehearsal on those stairs. And like they're like this big. They're not that big of stairs. But like I
they
just,
are standard height.
Like they literally are.
They are not FDA.
Like they literally are.
No, they actually are.
Like I say it all the time. I'm just like, I guess I'm not 19 anymore. Like, I'm just not 19 anymore. But like those stairs like will be the end of me. I'm going to try to get through the full run of the show. So when you come see the show, I will not fall on the stairs.
That's period. Fingers crossed. Yeah. So buy your tickets.
Buy your tickets to see if Gary falls on the stairs or not. Yeah.
No, but Susie's a wonderful speller, and I'm high-key jealous of her, not even low-key.
It's not that practical a skill.
Let's admit,
there's not... Who does it serve now?
A lot of people.
Autocorrect.
It does not help.
Grammarly. You don't need it.
I can't spell languages.
It's just a party trick. I can spell backward, and that's a party trick I like to pull out. But
just all of the ways.
I can do the ABCs backwards.
I can, too. That's it.
I cannot.
W-V-U-T.
Okay, we're going to continue going on. I have some questions for you two, if you don't mind me asking. Do you have a different process for developing characters for musicals or straight plays, or are they kind of the same for you?
I will say my process prior was just trial and error. Like I think that's it's really interesting because I don't really think I have like a concrete process. I think I just adapt to whoever I'm working with. Like I think I come in with like a good idea of like what my character is or like how I personally perceive the character, and like whoever the director is, I just collaborate with them and we find like an equal medium. It was only until this year when I kind of developed more process from taking Abby's class and like just understanding more things like task and actions and gemstoning and things of that nature. So and like incorporating that more into like Spelling Bee specifically, and that's helped me a lot. But I can't really. Maybe I'm a terrible actor. Maybe I should.
No, you're good.
Maybe I need to get like a process. But like, I can't really think of like a concrete thing that I do off top of my head.
I would point out though, saying something like trial and error in a lot of different areas, people might hear that and think, oh, that's like a sloppy method. Like trial and error, that's not a way to learn. But in acting, it really is. If someone is actually willing to go for things and find out that they don't work and then go for something else, like that's much harder than it sounds. And these two are both really good at that, trying things and experimenting. So just wanted to add that.
I was going to also add, like, there's nothing wrong with doing trial and error. Like, I know for me, I develop a lot just purely based off text. Why other people, like, through gym zoning, you get off of it. It's something I hate. I purely like to live in my text. I like to purely live on what I know. So it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. What I will say is, like, I probably have a lot more musical experience than play experience. And that's solely just because of, like, I don't know, happenstance. I would like to.
Having a wonderful voice like Gary does. They have a wonderful voice.
Not too much. but I would like to get more into like straight play acting. Or in my case, I guess queer acting. But that was a joke. Sorry.
We'll come audition.
But yeah. But yeah.
Well, I think it's very important to, when you're like cast in a show or anything, to sort of fall in love with your character. At least that's what I do. I just really try to figure out everything that they like to do and who they like and, you know, just everything about them. And I think with straight plays, it's you have just a little bit more freedom to kind of work with the other actors. Because with musicals, you know, there's choreography, music, obviously, and singing. You kind of just have to, like, follow a certain, like, agenda with musicals. And I think with plays, you just, straight plays, you have, like, a bit more freedom, like I said. But I think my approach is to watch other actors that have done it, like Broadway or really anywhere. And also, like, take my own approach with gemstoning. And, like, I like to figure out what animal they are.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What animal is Rona?
Yeah.
Rona is a cheetah. Ooh. I don't know why.
No, I like okay, that.
Cool. Yeah. But I feel like, anyways, just come see this show.
You'll see.
Yeah.
You'll totally get cheetah.
Yeah. But yeah, just to fall in love with them and really just, yes, fall in love.
That's valid. I like that. What has been your favorite part of the musical so far?
Favorite part of the musical so far? Oh. I will say, like, I've worked with, like, a good amount of people. Like, I love this cast. Like, I love the people I'm working with. Like, everyone is just so, like, kind and, like, in it and, like, fun to work with and, like, funny, extremely funny. And, like, it's always so supportive because I've been in situations with like in musicals with the different actors and where it's like kind of like dog eat dog or like sizing each other up. And I don't get that vibe from any person I'm working with on the show, like period. Like everyone wants to see everyone else succeed. Everyone like wants to see everyone at their best. So like, I think that's definitely one of my favorite parts. It's just like the community. Like I like them except for Maggie.
We fight on the daily. My favorite part is definitely the improv and the roast that I'm coming up with and stealing from other things. But also, yeah, like it totally just feels like home here. And like everyone that I've worked with here, I just absolutely adore. And this has been one of the best experiences of my life coming to UNA. And yes, I love the improv. You have to come see it now.
Okay.
Ooh, one thing I will add, I don't get a whole lot of opportunity to dance or like to move a whole lot. And I will say, like, even though like a lot of the moving in the show is like not like, I don't know, like 42nd Street esque, but like it's nice to like move and like, you know, be agile. And because like Suzanne and Abby both have set us up with like a tall order of like choreography. And like it's nice to like rise to that occasion, but also with the help of everyone else. But like, you know what I mean? Like in particular, Magic Foot is like,
it's one of my favorite numbers, I'm not gonna lie.
I love doing it. And like, yay, hopefully,
no
like,
spoilers.
No spoilers, but like, it's definitely like, just a monumental like number. Like I love performing that number. It's probably like one of my favorite numbers I think I've ever performed for sure.
No, I'm happy you brought up improv because like that, both of y'all do it so well.
Thank you.
Genuinely. So like how do y'all come up with the improv? Like is it like a character thing or is it just like something you have preset or?
Well, what I will say is that it depends on the character for me. Like for me, I perceive Barfay as just being like a little like nasty, little rude, little boy.
I was watching myself.
I'm very proud. I know where you're gonna go. I was like, please don't say
it's
it. Please
not
don't
if say you it. Found a word. You
I was watching
it.
Myself. I was like, okay. I need to keep them scholarships, but yeah, like he's like really bratty and like kind of like just rude. So like I think it's easy for me to volley with things that are like joking on people or like for instance, we had someone yesterday as an audience volunteer, and their last name was
Sandvig.
SGA president. Amber.
Shout out to a very important person on campus.
Very that.
We're sorry and thank you for coming.
She was very, very sweet. But like I saw her and I was just like so dropped in the bar fan at the moment, so I started calling her Sandbag. Like just over and
she
over.
She was
again.
A great sport.
She was awesome.
She was wonderful.
A lot of fun.
So like I think for me personally, it helps with whatever context you're in with that character, and that's easy to pull from. So like it's easy for me to like make like little snide jokes at audience volunteers or just in general, because mm-hmm. that's what my character calls for. Yeah, and just like trial and error again, like just seeing what sticks. Like some things you like land, even like in real life when I joke around and stuff. Like sometimes what things I say like stick and they're funny, and then sometimes they're like, oh, okay. You know, so like it's just same thing with acting, I guess.
Actually, Gary has helped me a good bit with some of the one-liners, but but also feeding off of Matt too, who plays Panch.
What, Matt?
Yes, it's a great time working with him. I'm really able to play off of him well, but also I get nervous trying to come up with them. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I try not to like do anything like appearance wise, you know, just kind of like a funky fact that I think is funny, and a lot of the things that I think are funny are just not. So I just say,
what are you talking
like
about?
I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but I say the sixth member of Maroon 5, and I think that's so funny. Oh, it's so funny. Anyways.
Because there's five of them.
Is there five? I don't even think there's five.
It's called Maroon 5, Maggie.
Why do you think there's five of them?
Like you just had to explain her joke to her. You're doing great.
You're doing wonderful.
We should give a little background. So Maggie's character in the show, Rona, is one of the adult characters, and she introduces every speller when they come up. So some of the characters in the show will come up, and there are scripted little fun facts about them. But then also our audience volunteers are different every night. And so the person playing Rona always has to improvise some fun facts. And yeah, a lot of times they're very specific to the person. And it can be skewed kind of like a roast. So, like, we need audience volunteers who are up for a good time. But that is, it's a really hard needle to thread. And I think you've done a great job of that so far, that you can, like, poke fun at people in a way that's playful and gets them on our side instead of making, you know, calling people up to participate with us and make them feel bad.
Yeah, like, it's like punching up and not punching down. Something.
Yeah.
That brings me to my next topic. We had a wonderful talk during rehearsal about how to punch up / like who are you making fun of. Mm. And my question for you, Suzanne, is like, how do you navigate this play that can very much go left very fast?
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is a question that I ask with pretty much all material now. You know, like the industry is evolving so quickly and has evolved so much in the last like 10 to 15 years. And I mean, obviously it has been forever, and musical theater is so much younger than theater, but I talk about this in a lot of my classes that practices in the rehearsal room, in the classroom, in the industry in general have changed an incredible amount, even since Abby and I were, you know, pre our teaching period. But anytime I'm looking at a piece of material now, I'm constantly asking this question, especially with comedy. And I try to find comedy in everything. I mean, I think most directors will say that. Like, if you're working with a piece of drama, you got to find the funny moments. If you're working with a piece of comedy, you've got to find the tender moments. So anytime I'm navigating comedy and, you know, trying to elicit laughs, I'm always putting a lot of thought into what kind of laughs do we want, and making sure that we're getting laughs for the right reasons. And typically, and this is part of what we talked about as cast and crew at that rehearsal that you're referring to, typically when comedy is present, someone or something is being made fun of. There is always a butt of the joke. So whether that's a person or not, or sometimes a group of people, and that's when it gets dicey, it's always important for us to ask ourselves, who do we want people to be laughing at and for what reason? So, especially with a show like this, because there's a lot of sending up, different people and ideas. And on top of that, it was written in 2005, which, like, to me and Abby doesn't seem like that long ago, but it really is now. So it's very of a time, and especially with, like I was saying, how quickly things have changed since the early 2000s. We're kind of dealing with both. On one hand, a lot of these jokes were written very intentionally, almost, you know, to be offensive on purpose or kind of to make a point. And I always try to teach that, you know, saying something or performing something does not necessarily mean condoning it. It means highlighting it in a certain way. And then you want to figure out how you're packaging it. But on top of that, we are dealing with material now that has aged. And we kind of have to figure out, like, has it aged well or hasn't it? And I don't know of many works that are more than 10 years old that have aged super well. You know, that's just because of how quickly the world has changed and is changing.
No, that's fair. What are something that you guys are, like, most excited for the audience to see during the show?
I think I'm just really excited to, like, have fun and, like, have the audience have fun with us. Like, I think that, like, we're living in a time where, like, it's an election year and there's so much, like, bad in the world. Like, so much, so many things to worry about. Like, so many things that we have to worry about personally, financially, like, economically, politically. So we're, like, if you could just go and, like, sit for 2.5 hours, two hours, 15 minutes.
I think it's
2 hours or
two,
less.
2 hours, yeah. If you could just go sit for 2 hours and watch, like, a, like, stupid, stupid show about, like, kids in a spelling bee, and just, like, that can take you away from your own personal situation, then we've done our job, personally. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's the point of all of it. Like, I think it's just, like, taking ourselves and taking people away from their current situations and putting them in a world or, like, in a situation to where, like, they can, like, exist and, like, laugh and feel. It's all that good stuff. So, yeah.
I'm very excited to do some presentational theater.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, like, looking audience members in the eyeballs. I've never done that before. I'm nervous, but I'm always nervous. I'm really excited to run this thing. I'm excited. Like, I think it's going to be great for, you know, me personally and everyone else. I just want everyone to feel like, I don't really want there to be, like, a separation from the audience and, like, the cast. I think this is a really cool show where we're able to, like, make everybody feel included, even if they're not, like, a volunteer speller. I just think it'll be a lot of fun. Everyone can just, like, laugh together. I'm really excited for the energy. Mm.
Yeah, I'm excited to fill the black box with music, like, that this is a musical. And we filled the space. Like, we built a faux proscenium gymatorium into, like, the set is also awesome.
It's such a great set.
I love the set.
It's
that's really probably
great.
My favorite part.
My favorite sets.
It's just like you walk in and you're like, oh, I'm in a world. Like, it's just so nice.
I feel like I'm in a gym.
Yeah. And so that is all there. It's like filling the musical is all there. Filling the space is all there. So, yeah, I think I'm most excited about all of that is just to, like, have it all come together. I'm also excited to think that we kind of proved, like, co-directing can work.
Yeah.
Because I know it's failed a lot. And so, like, last night was our first time seeing the whole show all the way through. And I still hadn't even seen, like, some of Act 1 before last night. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, we had notes. But, like, oh, my gosh, we have a whole show. And that worked. And so I was just,
I'm like a little bit proud of us and a little bit proud of them.
Yes.
And just like letting this all come together. Like this has been to me like a really exciting collaborative thing. And so I'm happy to share that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree that I am excited to invite the audience to go along with us in something really fun. I think sometimes these descriptors can sound really shallow, you know, like, oh, it's such a fun show. It's cute and funny. And it's like, sometimes I think we can sort of gatekeep in the arts and we feel like something needs to be really heady or, you know, conceptually deep and brilliant or something for it to have value. And I'm not about that. I mean, I like all of it. I like every part of, you know, every kind of show, but I feel like specifically, and it's a strange kind of category that I'm defining, but I'm drawn to shows that are like a party. Like I like to invite audiences to a party, and this is so that kind of show that I just want people to come and engage and have so much fun with us.
I love this. I'm very excited just for people to come and be a part of it. I think like shows that have people who get to come on stage and be a part of the cast and see a play from a different perspective are some of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really excited to see what the audience volunteers will be like, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
sure.
To end out today's episode with these lovely, lovely people, we're going to do a fizzle down feel good. What is one good thing that has happened to you this week? It doesn't have to be really deep. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. It can be as simple as getting a good parking spot, you know, eating a good meal. Nothing super deep.
Got it.
Inspiration hit with meal.
Oh, I guess I'll go first. I will say, like, so I'm a part of this show, and I'm also a part of, like, the UNA's music, UNA Music's opera.
Yeah.
For this semester. And I decided to do that because I, one, wanted to show, prove to myself that I could do it.
Glutton for punishment.
But also just because, like, I feel like, I love performing. Like, I really love performing, like, a lot. Like, it's, like, I love it. But, like, this week in particular was, like, the first week where I was, like, oh, wow, Gary, I'm kind of tired. You know? So, like, my highlight for the week was skipping my choir class on Wednesday to sleep. That was my highlight.
Officially, and I don't recommend, cannot condone this message.
I do not recommend skipping. I do recommend prioritizing your rest, however. Mm. And I emailed Miss Rocka, like, you know. So, but like that was my highlight. Was those extra like 4 or 5 hours of rest?
Nice.
That was
great.
That's great.
I really liked my outfit last night.
Oh, love this.
I had on some like the is it snake print, like leggings?
I liked your tights.
Yeah,
new.
And then I had on my gray fluffy socks, and then I had on my black T-strap character shoes.
T-strap character shoes.
Character shoes I missed. Okay.
We have subtitles.
And then I had on my Rona skirt with the slit.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I had on like a black long sleeve shirt. And so I was very monochromatic and it made me very happy.
Mm. We love it.
And also meal prep this week. So it was great to have dinner to come home to. Wow. And I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to, yeah.
Love it.
You need to put me on game.
I have you.
I can't meal prep. It's never going to happen.
I need to stop going to Chick-fil-A. Stop.
But they prep it for you.
Well, that's true. That's
meal prep.
That's meal prep.
That money's gone, but it's at least that's something to eat.
The one good thing that happened to me this week, I finally got my laundry done.
Nice.
I've been punishing it off for like 3 weeks, and I finally washed all of my clothes. I mean, every single last article of clothing I have has been gone through
a
washer.
That's a good feeling, because now you're done with laundry forever. You're not going to have to just turn around and do it again.
No, now we got into the worst part of me putting it away.
May or may not happen.
Who knows?
I was sharing this with a cast member, I think, and Abby last night, that's something that just made me very happy. A couple days ago, I was getting ready to put my kids to bed, or just my older kid, my 4-year-old. And I was running around trying to get some things ready for the next morning because I've got a 4-year-old and an almost 2-year-old. So our mornings are absolutely crazy and like 2 backpacks, 2 lunchboxes and everything. And he was doing the 4-year-old thing and kept just like, you know, mama, 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 and asking me things and telling me things. And I was trying to gently say, okay, I'm doing something right now. Please give me a minute. But then on his maybe 15th mama, what came after was, can I show you some dance moves? And so, of course, I stopped what I was doing and said, yeah, and came over. And he fully taught me a routine. And it was just the best. I mean, it was like my worlds kind of colliding. And I love when stuff like that happens because my husband and I are both artists, but you know, we're not at all married to the idea that our kids will be, but it is kind of fun when we can share that with them. And he taught me an entire routine, and a lot of it was very beyond me, but he was very encouraging, and he was like counting it out and everything, and I got some of it on video. So
we love priorities,
you know. Billy Elliot down.
Oh man, my good thing is maybe anticlimactic, but I got over a cold this week and yes. I feel alive. Mm. So that was good because
that's always a good thing.
Down for the count for a while there.
It's good to see your face.
Thanks. Yeah. I was masked up so I was not to spread it. But yeah, it was a good time.
Oh no, I have another good thing. My allergy medicine came in. So I won't be sneezing all night like I was last night. No.
I was that's so even better.
You were the perfect Joan though. That was so
called out from stage.
That was so that it was hilarious. Like so timed well.
I was so sorry. I was sneezing so much. This season has been kicking my butt, but my allergy medicine came in, so that's even better than my laundry, to be honest. I'm tired of sneezing. But if you guys want to get tickets to see this wonderful show or to be a part of the show, you can go to the UNA website, go to the School of the Arts box office or big box tickets, or I don't know what it's called. Ticket box. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Type in all of these words and see what
happens. You get it. Yeah. If you're a UNA student, if you're a UNA student, you get one free ticket. Every other ticket after that will be $5. And then what's the price for
15.
$15 for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So come see it. Have a
what
good
a deal.
Time. I know, right?
Get roasted.
And the dates are April 5th, 6th. 13th and 14th. Period.
Come and see us. We would love to see you. Is there anything else you guys would like to plug? I know somebody in here has a podcast that they do.
Oh, it is much worse than this. So content warning, explicit language.
Great.
And it's interesting being in front of a microphone doing this and having to like... it's called The Transition Period. It's on all streaming platforms. It's just like my little black queer podcast where I talk about pop culture and all things queer and black and all the good things. So if you're interested in any of those things, or if you are any of those things, go give it a listen. But don't listen to it around your mom. Put some AirPods in.
Cool.
Anything else anybody wants to plug?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening and or watching. You can find this on YouTube if you want to see the visual aspect of this. I will see you in the next episode, and you will see them on stage because you're going to buy a ticket. It's going to be awesome.
Bye.
And I will see y'all in the next